Welcome
to On the Potty with Jono, our correspondent for Premature Aging.
How you doing, Jono? I'm Dan Godden.
I'm Dave Myers.
And this is
Jono. And he's on the potty.
What's that, Sonny?
Deteriorating very quickly.
Now, Jono, it's been a long time since you've been on the potty. What's been happening in your life?
What's happened since episode 12?
Let's see.
A year?
Midlife crisis, early retirement.
You've been playing bowls?
Doing yes, bowls until my back gave way.
The old back gave way.
New hearing aid.
Pardon?
New hearing aid. All those kind of agey type things.
Agey.
Yep. Agey.
Sweet.
That's pretty much all we got for tonight on the potty.
No, we got more. Now,
I don't.
Tonight's jaywalk, yellow. The yellow walk.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Crap cover.
It's not crap. Crap's the wrong word. More wee. Yeah. As opposed to
yeah, it'd be brown. Oh, brown one would look pretty cool. Oh. It's just after you've had like four special covers, like done by someone who's good.
Yeah.
Like Nicole.
Yeah.
On good paper with good colours.
Yeah.
Then you go crappy paper with no colours by David.
Black's a colour.
It's not a colour. It's a shade.
No. Maybe it could be the bumblebee.
Black is a colour.
Jaywalk.
This is the bumblebee jaywalk. It's not yet online.
Oh, if it's not a colour, then how do they make clothes out of it?
They don't.
Oh, so when you're putting it on, you're like, oh, I'm not wearing colour, I'm just in the shade.
Yeah. Anyway, how you doing, Jono?
I had a kick. Right. Can I tell you a funny story?
We'll start again. Welcome to On the Potty. I'm Jono, this is Dan.
Say to me, walk up to my desk, because it was raining, so kids inside at lunchtime recess. Walks up to my desk and he goes, like, I don't know if I can do his accent. He walks in and goes, Mr. Godden.
I can't do his accent. You practice that accent all day.
All the time.
Wait. Mr. Godden, where do you work?
I've seen you.
And,
like,
he said, my dad works. Where do you work?
Slam, if you're a school teacher out there. Slam.
Where Mind do you, you work?
When I send emails in the middle of the day, when it would seemingly be class time, sometimes Dan replies.
Well, because I get,
bored.
Yeah. So I get all my internet time done at school. Now, Jono,
if your school listened to this potty, you'd probably be fired by now.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Ooh. Shout out to Natasha and Connor.
Cool.
Chloe. Yeah. All those people who download
Principal?
The potty.
No. Oh, good. Any supervisor or?
No.
Nope. Okay, good. Where do you work, Jono? Tell us the story of that one.
I just started working in a hospital doing physio, and that's pretty fun. And just like when Daniel started working, I reckon the best thing is all the anecdotes you get from work.
Mm.
Like that's, give us some.
That's the only good thing about work. Similar line to Dan, I could get fired if people from work listen to this, but I'm gonna punt that no one over the age of 80 knows how to operate a computer. So, sorry if you do. They're just crazy people in hospitals.
If you're over 80
and you know how to operate a computer,
no, and you're listening to this, there's probably a good chance.
Well done.
Send Jono some hate mail
at jonathan.com. McEwen, McEwen
1.
That's a digit 1. At gmail.com.
Yep. No impersonators either, so Zach, don't write me a letter pretending to be an old man.
Nick. Nick, one of our friends from year 12 in Sydney who's procrastinating, keeps sending us emails. He's still listening. He commented. He's the last comment on our youth group website.
Jono couldn't believe that we're still going. He think
on the potty.
He said, does anyone listen on the potty?
I think,
and he said, I don't listen to it, so who does?
We've actually maintained good downloads. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that listens to it.
Yeah.
I tell you who it is. People over 80.
I think it probably is.
My mum listens to it.
Your mum listens. Yeah, she listens to it last week. I got that. I got your back.
You disappointed her last week by not putting me on it, which was a blatant hijack by Dale. He even stole my jokes.
Well, I don't know if it was a blatant hijack. We talked about it the night before.
Yeah.
You said you were going to come at the end if you didn't.
I said I might come.
And then I messaged and said, nah, man. I said, well, you might have to pull Dale in.
Well, you didn't have to. You could have done the potty on Sunday.
Anyway, the potty's become very chit-chatty, hasn't it? It's
Con
just us
Campbell.
Talking right now.
What do you
Con
mean?
Campbell.
What was it before?
Con Campbell wasn't at our church
more,
on Sunday.
More focused. More.
It was either that or I was going to do a quick interview and then play it when we hooked up.
Ah, that would have been...
It would have been contemporary.
Yeah, that's true. What did you say? The
potty's becoming very chit-chatty, casual, and not like kind of...
Well, we've got a competition. Number one, if you still... No, if...
Let's, if you can let, remember the competition.
Let's do an axe. Let's do an axing threat. A serious one. If we don't get 20 comments from at least 12 different people on this week's potty, it's over. 12 different people. There has to be 12...
We've done
this before. We just need to prove that we've got listeners.
To Jono.
To Jono.
To Ono. Okay. To June.
And
prove me wrong, kids. Prove me wrong.
And
I think they're going to be axed.
Wait, no, no, guys, no. Here's where the prize goes. The 25th person, not 25th comment. The 25th person to comment, Jono will take out for lunch.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yep.
Intimate dinner with Jono.
No, we're not giving out intimate dinners when we've got a lot of teenagers.
I still owe Andrew Hurd a cheeseburger from last night's church.
There you go. I owe lots of people warm fuzzies from my blog, eternalweightofglory.blogspot.com.
What is a warm fuzzy?
Well, it's pretty much just saying, Dan, you're incredible. You're really cool. So I've started...
You owe me six more.
Yeah, you're
that's
nice.
That's all he's got.
There you go.
You're real good.
Guys, next week, Brawl Boys starts.
Oh, it does. The Brawl Boys. That'll be one. Straight after our double up next week. Double up is going to be double fan fantastic tick tick.
There's a whole new radio play. Captain Boaz is dead.
It's dead. We have Brawl to finish Boys. It.
I think it finished. What happened last on Captain Boaz? Someone remind us by sending us an email.
Some guy come in and not do the accents right and make it bad for everybody?
Okay.
That was it?
I think that was you.
Yeah, I know.
Well, here's a context
here's
for that.
Cockney.
That was the second last episode we ever did of Captain Boaz.
Yeah, that's because of me.
Yeah, you wrecked it. You W-R-E-C-K-E-D.
Something else we did that episode was called the Brintons up and gave them...
That was fun.
That was
Christian prank.
That was
Christian
fantastic. Prank,
let's call someone here.
Let's do it.
Let's do Do you want to do... Let's put Lyndall on the potty.
Oh.
Nah.
She could get cranky.
No one likes her.
Right, I'm going to call someone randomly and you talk to them out loud and you don't know who they are.
Wait, be careful. Like, it's getting late.
Please.
Wendy Godden.
Now.
Shout out to Wendy. Dan loves you.
Like
loves you as if you were like a mother. Well, next week is double up. While Dan's finding that double up, it's going to be very, very good. It's an opportunity to bring your friends along. Talks will be a little bit simpler, even more so pointing to Jesus. Bring your friends. A couple of weeks after that, 7th and the 8th of September is Coast Youth Revolution. It's going to be big. It's going to be fun. It's going
so
to be good.
So many people to be fun.
I'll just.
Oh,
keep
I know
talking.
Who's going
to
be up.
I didn't finish my anecdote. Anyway, so I'm working as a physio, which is cool because I get to tell stories. It's the only real good thing about it. Anyway, there's a lot of crazy people in hospitals. Now, as I tell the story, don't think I'm mean and I don't like crazy. Well, I'm not being mean to crazy people. It's just that they say
some people are
funny stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, today met a lady in the hospital who was very upset
for me.
Because she woke up in her house. And discovered all these people in her house, and so she's like, what are you people doing in her house? And we said, this is the hospital. And she said, why have you turned my house into a hospital? And she was lecturing us about why we shouldn't have turned her house into a hospital, and then she's asking for the receipts to say that we owned her house, and we're going, no, look, this is the hospital. And she's saying, yeah, well, who employs you? We don't want you here. Get out of my house. And it went on like that.
That's sad.
You know what's... Yeah. It's also bad when anecdotes don't have punchlines.
They just kind of trail off. On and on.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it an anecdote?
Look, I'm thinking of calling this person.
It's just a sad story that we should all be disturbed by.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure she'll be up.
Don't let him see. Isn't it a secret?
Oh, did you see it?
No.
Yeah, you did. I'll go give someone else.
Grant Wood.
No, it wasn't Grant Wood.
Grant Hill drinks Sprite.
Jost, he was my driver in India once. This is taking a long time to work out.
Yeah, Jost, yeah, that'd
tell
be...
Tell us about tonight, someone.
Tonight was just frothing. It was legit, man.
Okay, don't look.
Okay, here comes the call.
Yeah, it's coming.
Jay Watt came out. Check it out, J/... Oh,
how good was the Dale video tonight, if you haven't seen it yet?
Hilarious. So what have I got to do? Hello?
Hello.
Can I ask who's speaking?
Sorry. Hey, Lyndall, it's Jono, if you didn't guess, and you're on the potty.
With Dan and Dave.
Woo! It's a radio show, and you're broadcasting.
Well, we haven't had anyone for a while.
You're broadcasting live on the internet, but it's not live because it'll get, like, downloaded in, like, a week's time by a bunch of little kids. And elderly people.
Awesome. Yeah.
But what's the purpose of this prank call, quickly?
Just
encouragement.
Encouragement.
It's an encouragement call.
I like you lots. How you doing? Hello?
I'm good.
That's good. Now, I'd take this as an encouragement, and the encouragement is that when your boyfriend calls you, he starts to speak like a baby a lot, I'm told. So I'd just like to say good work on that. And
you started to do it right now.
And let's keep that up.
I don't know what this...
Lyndall?
She hasn't said much.
Yeah. Are you near a computer right now?
Yes.
Well, how about you go onto Wikipedia and create a Wikipedia page for On the Potty with Dan and Dave, and we'll send you 2 free T-shirts and a DVD.
Well, I don't have the internet.
You don't have the internet? Well, for 2 free T-shirts and a free DVD, you should go find the internet somewhere and get it. Newcastle haven't got it yet.
No, I haven't got electricity.
But when Kevin Rudd gets it, and he's going to come on the potty.
Kevin Rudd?
Yeah, he's my friend on Facebook.
Facebook's annoying.
Anyway, alright, well, thanks for your time, Lyndall.
Sorry! See you soon!
Don't break up with Jono because of this call. Hung up before she could
say.
She
said, okay, that's binding.
Well, that took a long
we'll
time.
We'll do funny. One more. Just keep talking.
Okay, give it to me. Give it to
grandma.
Me.
Okay,
do Jono.
I'm going to do Jono again.
I was going to do Grandma. Change from
keep
mind.
You guys talk. You guys well, talk. This is going nowhere at the
Jono,
moment.
You've been a youth group leader for some time now.
Yep.
What do you
one
love
week going
most...
on too. Very excited.
What do you love most about youth group leading?
Okay, this is called loudspeaker.
Oh, man.
Oh, what? You're calling me.
Hang on, I'll answer and tell us what I like about youth group leading. Hello? Hello? Yeah, what I like about youth group leading is...
Hey, it's not coming through.
I don't know what we're doing this for. Anyway.
I'm giving one. This is hilarious.
This is good things I like about youth group leading. Like, this is a bit of a superficial one. But
that B.
But seeing the youth group kids kind of get older.
Speaking of your youth group kids, I've got someone on the phone right now who wants to say hello. Jono, this is your life.
Hi, Jono.
Wow, I'm hearing it twice.
Crazy.
Yeah, see.
Oh, this is a bad episode.
Yeah, this is the worst. I'm the missing
element.
Hey, take your shirt off. Take your shirt off. Do a run up there. Seriously.
He's doing it.
Take your shirt off.
Take it off. I'll take it off.
Ah, they're really doing it.
Nudity.
Yeah.
We're at nudity. We actually get hits when you're at nudity in the tags on the
really?
Podcast.
That's
seriously.
Sad.
Yep.
Do they know that it's
guys,
an audio
file? Guys, stop looking
file?
At porn.
Well, no. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, the people that are listening this time. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you sicko.
And while you're on the net, write an email to jonathan.mcewen1@gmail.com. He'll help you.
Yep.
No, this is sad.
This
sad.
Is terrible. Let's talk about something of
okay,
value.
If you've said
I feel
any...
like we should stop and re-record one.
No, never.
Come
no,
on,
no, never.
This is sad.
No, I need to go home.
Dale was on last week.
And it was really cool.
Yeah.
Oh. No, Con Campbell's
oh, he's star. Replaced. I feel like I've been usurped by Dale there. I said it. Just in confidence.
I feel like you've
three.
Been usurped. I feel like I've been usurped.
You feel like you've
everyone.
Been usurped? I feel like I've been usurped.
Dale is stealing
There's
all
a new
our
website. It's called wehatedale.com.
I'm going to make it.
Do it.
I will. That'd
be do it.
Wehatedale.com.
Yeah.
And don't tell anyone who started it. It's just between us.
Yeah, we'll just keep
between
it keep
us
it here.
And 400 people listening.
Do you know what I was going to do on the potty tonight?
400 has gone up.
I was going to tell my secret about a certain...
Bus driver?
He doesn't
yeah.
listen.
No, I wonder yeah. if he listens.
Come on, let's reveal it. And, like, if he doesn't listen, get other people to start messing with him and taunting with him all this
okay.
week.
Okay. His brother listens.
Yeah, this will be good.
We will give you $5.
Josh. Josh P.
Josh
from Carry
P.
On.
From Carry On. There's only one P family in Carry On.
Okay, Josh, you need to keep this a secret. Because I'm going to... And this can't go up online until after Sunday night, because I'm going to do something big on Sunday night.
It may well be online. But
okay, here we go.
We can delay it.
For the last couple of months, I've been moving Aaron's car because I've got a key to it. And he doesn't realize. He hasn't realized. I didn't steal it off him. I...
Oh!
Sorry, I shouldn't have
That's
punched
That's all good,
it.
No, it's comedy.
It's the kind of thing a person who steals cars would do.
Anyway, so
the good thing is no one gets what we're laughing at right now.
Yeah,
neither does Jono.
Relatable.
No, I do, right?
I know.
I didn't, splendid cover-up.
Okay, so I've been moving his car, and a couple of weeks ago, I went to Maru for our staff
Where's
conference.
Maru, Daniel?
It's in the Blue Mountains.
It's not quite in the Blue Mountains. It's
yeah.
in Richmond.
Yeah,
You tell this story, and I'll tell what happened while he was there, because I talked to him about this. Keep going.
So, anyway, I get to Richmond, and Maru, and I see this big sign up saying, NYC on. I went, oh, I wonder if Aaron's around. Sure enough.
Media conference for University
found
of New South
Found his
Wales,
car.
Christian Group,
tossed
CBS.
Up. is it better off for me to play a practical joke on Aaron or to go and say hello to him and meet his girlfriend? Practical joke. So
shout out to Siobhan.
So I moved the car, then didn't go and say hello to him at all, so he never knew I was at Maru.
He still doesn't.
Drove back afterwards. Then the following Friday night, moved his car again and put a first aid poster in it, just because I'd been in a first aid course that day. Like, totally random.
That's a good anecdote.
Totally random stuff.
First aid. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I'm going to keep doing it. And so if you see Aaron, maybe just to keep it going. Now, Aaron doesn't...
Aaron Plunkett.
Aaron, I can imagine Aaron going nuts. And that,
he's dying on the inside.
Yeah. You're so what I want you to say to him, if you see him, everybody... is make that noise. No, don't make that. Go up to him and say, "Hey, Aaron, how's the car?" And if everybody says it, then he won't know
who it's coming from.
Who it was. And he has no suspicion that it was me. And yeah. I haven't had a conversation with him about cars to start
for him. He's at Maru, right? Accusing people in his room of stealing his keys and moving his car.
How do you know that?
He told me about it. He's grabbing people.
He sat on it.
Don't do it! It was you!
He's leading this Bible study.
He thinks they're playing pranks on him.
He sat on it for a day or so. He thought he'd suss everyone out and try to work out if someone was sort of snickering, trying to get his attention.
None of that happened because no one realised anything. That's hilarious.
I've even heard... last week at Bible study, at youth group, Josh P... ran up to you.
We've sort of said Aaron Plunkett's last name, so they're probably
Josh
the same.
Ran up to Jono and said, "Hey, have you been moving Aaron's car?" And I had my back to the whole conversation. I was laughing my head off, and nobody knows. But Josh, it was me. And don't tell Aaron. Don't even tell him that you know who it was.
Yeah, because he will do the Chinese drip torture method on you.
That's real.
While on the subject of really funny and laughing. Tonight's episode of I Agree With Dale.
Yeah.
Very good. Check it out at iagreewithdale.com.
Very good.
Which is going well, I think.
Yeah, I think it's good. There's some good ones in the pipeline.
Yep.
Some fun stuff.
Look, next good week's potty's going to be much better. So
yeah, definitely.
Don't, like, if you're...
Is
if
this
you're
trying, we're done. What about a top five?
What?
No.
We don't do that anymore.
Top five.
Oh, man.
That was like in the 90s.
Oh.
Tell us quickly about youth group.
Dave's what have we been looking at in the Bible and stuff?
Nice. Shout out to Andy, who's going to Dubai.
What'd you buy?
A Jew.
Ransom. Redemption.
Oh, do you guys want to hear my Hebrews joke?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Because we've all heard it. Anyway.
I haven't.
Like, you can make it up right now. Just make up a joke about a male Jew. Like,
Hebrews beer?
Yeah.
Hebrews?
I don't know. Anyway.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what John is talking about.
I don't know.
I don't get you. I'm not
never heard a Hebrews joke. Oh. It's so easy, I can't even think of any right now.
This is easily one of the worst episodes.
If you're showing your friends...
If you're still listening
don't
now,
show them this episode.
Yeah.
Show them...
12.
Do you know what the worst thing is? I've been going on for, like, decades, maybe centuries to Lyndall about how she should listen to the potty.
And now she's on
Guess which one she's going to listen to.
Hell crap on
the one she's been on, and it's going to be terrible.
But guys, maybe we're funny in the fact that we're talking about how bad it is all
the time. That's funny. Like, it's like a show about it. Nothing
like
but
a
show
person with bad self-esteem.
See, this one could go down as a classic. This could be a classic. Everyone look back and go, "How was 64?"
Yeah.
But Dan's actually going to start 64. Counting a week.
64.
Dan's probably going to call it 63 because he wasn't on 63.
Yeah. 64. That wasn't a real episode. I don't see that as being on the. But it's actually 61 because I don't count Terrigal High.
Yeah.
That was
a bad episode.
Or the one with just you and Doug.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Come on, that was a short one. That Valentine's Day with Doug. That was fun. Come on.
Yep.
We actually got a bunch.
Tell me a Hebrews joke. I want to hear a Hebrews joke.
No, let's finish. Tell us a Hebrews joke. Is this like super racist and you shouldn't be
No. They're just lame,
super racist.
Because we hate rednecks. Workplace. We kill rednecks.
But maybe what's missing from the episode is like high profile.
We hate people that
super
hate people.
Racist.
Yana Pittman. Send us an email.
Do you ever get in your head when you think about like what a superhero would be like?
I think of Jono.
Someone was saying something.
There. Naked, eating cucumber. Yeah. Like, but just with his shirt off.
And that's
naked.
My ability that I can eat cucumber I think without it,
yeah.
clothing on.
Superhero. Yeah. yeah. And he grabs it like a ninja star out of his mouth. Cucumber awesome. Star.
Flies it. I
that's
thought of an
abstract,
awesome.
Dave. Super,
where I think of my superpower? Yeah, that was it at ski camp. I thought of the superpower of being able to shoot any animal you wanted out of your hand. Just imagine.
Oh, awesome.
Like,
elephant.
Squirrel in your face!
That'd be awesome. That would be so much fun.
Yeah, you gotta give us one, Hebrew boy.
What, a joke still?
No, no, an animal.
An animal to shoot out of your hand.
Yeah.
I'd start, like doing ones that are extinct and stuff, just to repopulate the earth.
Dodo!
That's what I did. I said and Tasmanian tiger, and it's my dog.
Yeah. That where he got his dog from.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
That explains the behavioural
Some
issues.
Of us, yeah, that's, yeah.
You guys remember Full House?
I remember Full House. How
yeah,
cool.
I do.
Joey was such a funny guy.
Well, I heard a funny thing the other day.
You know the character Joey of Friends is actually based off him. It's the same deal, yeah. They went, let's have another Joey.
Full House.
Every Joey ever since has actually been the same.
Yep.
I heard this from a member of the Black Keys who was interviewed on Triple J like months
The Black
ago.
Keys?
But Full House, right?
The Black Eyed Peas?
That if you go, the film, like if you look inside of that house, it had like stairs going up.
Awesomeness.
Stairs going down.
Awesomeness.
Huge lounge rooms.
Huge lounge rooms.
Like backyard.
Did any of them have jobs?
But when you see the helicopter view at the beginning, it was ba-do-ba-do-ba-da. It's this tiny little house. And the other thing is, how's this? DJ crashed a car through the back window. How did she do that? It's the most impossible
house in
the world.
San Francisco.
What about it?
Hills are crazy. You can launch off anything, bounce off the back wall, over the roof, do a flip, double half pike, triple back summy.
Landed on Minneapolis.
Landed on Minneapolis. Check out desiringgod.org. No, just check out Eternal Weight of Glory. No, no, no. Just check out.
Too soon?
Check out the latest Jaywalk issue. And John Piper wrote for us again. And he wrote a good little article on.
So he did actually write just for us. That's very nice.
I asked him if he could put it on his church and website.
And he said, Dave, I owe you one.
Yeah. So.
Because of that talks he did at his church a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
I've been Dan.
I've Dave. We haven't said anything about Jesus, and life's all about Jesus. So check out iagreewithdale.com, episode
worst
one. It's all about Jesus, episode two. Jesus died because I suck.
Oh, no.
Episode 3, Jesus is the one. Give us your favourite Bible verse, John O'Closen.
Romans 8:28. For we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him.
Latest?
Man, I can't think of verses just like that. Okay, yeah. Renee said, tonight, but he demonstrates his love for us in this. Even while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. We didn't look at that tonight, did we?
No, Romans 5:8. It's a good verse.
Yeah.
It's a very good verse. There you go. Be reconciled to God. Going to talk about that one next week at Senior Youth Group. Double up for juniors is going to be sweet as well. Good times. Rock and roll. That's from 2 Corinthians 5, by the way.
Good times, rock and roll.
Yeah. That's like CFM or Coast Rock.
They cut that verse out in the final.
That's in the message.
Good
times, rock and roll.
That's what it says at the end of Revelation.
We got one joke, guys. One joke. Let's call it off. Send your fan mail to cccyouth@gmail.com. And check us out at www.cccyouth.com or podcast.cccyouth.com. Have you got a Hebrew
Jesus
joke?
Jesus and his peace. Oh, man.
What's wrong with Jesus and his peace?
I'm just remembering the message. It's gold.
Does that actually say it in there?
Yeah, it says.
It actually says this, right?
Jesus and his peace.
No, when it has the I don't actually diss the message. There's some good it actually has some good ways of saying.
It's just not a literal translation.
That's right. But there is one that I laughed at when the girl dies and Jesus and his disciples go to the house.
What's up, fool? She's not real dead.
No, in the Bible it says that there were mourners around. In the message it says, lots of neighbours were around bringing casseroles.
That's good. There's this one, it's Colossians 2:8, which says something like, for in him, Jesus, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form.
Yeah.
And it says something like, the message one, you don't need a kaleidoscope, a horoscope, a periscope, a telescope, or a something-a-scope to see the goodness of God. Just look at Jesus.
That's a sweet line.
Let's finish with that one, hey? You don't need any of those things to see God. Just look at Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
Periscope could come in handy. Apart from that, the rest of
it. I want to go home and read the message.
Yeah. Cool. See you guys. Bye. Bye. Bye.